And welcome to the first half of the interview with the duo Cheyenne, our Spotlight UK artist this weekend, here on UKCountryRadio.com. How did you get started as a band?
I was in a rock band, and we liked the idea of having a female singer, so we advertised.
And I had advertised. Hello.
And you also advertised for a guitarist to work with. No bands need apply, but we applied anyway. And she sort of liked it and joined us, and that's how we met. And we gave up the band, but we didn't give up each other. We ended up getting married, raising a family. And while the family were obviously sort of young, we had to then sort of put the music on hold. And now that they're sort of grown up, look after themselves a little bit, we're sort of starting the music up again.
That's fantastic. What a way to kind of meet. What a story you have to tell. That's incredible.
They were dragged around quite a bit when they were quite young. It's only now that we can leave them alone.
How would you describe your style of music?
We do a lot of line dance events, so we've sort of been dragged into that quite deeply. But we don't mind that because we keep it country. And we get to do a lot of the modern stuff, which is nice. But we're also sort of veering off a little bit at the moment, more towards the traditional side. Because the line dance is getting a bit samey. You know, everybody's sort of
having to do the same song.
So we're trying to sort of branch out a little bit at the moment and do something a bit different.
But it's still country.
Excellent. And why did you decide on country music as a style that you were going to go for?
Angie's always been into country since she was a kid, but she introduced me to it, really. We moved to Ireland when we first had a first child, just to get away from the rat race, really. And over there, obviously, they play a lot more country music. You don't hear it so much.
It's different to
in the UK. The modern country music sort of just come in. This was in the 90s. And it just grabbed me.
You were more into blues, wasn't you? When we first met, Kai was more involved with blues and rock, that kind of bluesy rock kind of music, whereas I've always been country. And I said, no, you don't want to do that. You want to do this.
Well, once I heard country music, sort of the way it's done these days, I couldn't listen to anything else then. I think it's very, very fresh and exciting, and it's instantly likable, isn't it?
Pleasing music, I think, is one of the words I'd use. It pleases everybody. You know, everybody. It doesn't matter what genre you're involved in. You know, there's something for you, because it's kind of rocky country. It's bluesy country. I mean, it's just, you know,
jazzy country,
and then the love songs and the ballady, you know, for the lovers.
It's got something for everybody,
music,
really.
Something for everyone.
Who are your musical influences? What people and bands influence you as a duo?
Well, in the early 90s, I loved people like Hal Ketcham, John Berry, Vince Gill, Tim McGraw, Toby Keith, and then Keith Urbans came onto the scene as well. I thought he was fantastic.
Mine is more Miranda Lambert. Dixie Chicks, always was a Dixie Chicks. Martina McBride, I suppose. Gretchen Wilson, I love Gretchen Wilson. Jodie Messina, I can't forget her. And recently, more recently, is called Lady Antebellum, although you sit on the, you know, some of their older stuff. I mean, I know they're a new band, but some of their earlier stuff was really kind of country, more country than what you hear now. But also Sugarland. I like Sugarland as well, but I love the Dixie Chicks. I just wish that they would just come back. Shania Twain, I do a tribute to Shania Twain as well. So she was always a big influence with me. You know, for me anyway, because I loved Shania Twain. Her kind of country was kind of old style, but made modern and with a big kick behind it as well. So that really pleased me.
What are the shows like that you do? How would you describe them to people?
I suppose it depends where we are. A lot of line dance clubs will obviously do a line dance set. If it's more of a traditional club, then we'll keep it sort of more traditional. But we like it when it's mixed, really, because we can sort of play the best of both then. But I tend to veer more towards the modern country, I must admit, and Angie likes the traditional stuff. So I think between the two of us, we manage to please everybody most of the time, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
That sounds great. And what's your album like? What can people expect from it?
It's mixed, isn't it?
It is. We try to make it representative of what we're doing at the moment. So there's some line dance stuff on there, some couple of old traditional songs, and some new stuff as well, some Lady Antebellum, actually. Yeah, it's a bit of a cross-section. So again, just to try to represent what we're doing right now. The new artists, like you say, Lady Antebellum
and Sugarland
that have sort of crossed over a little bit and have been accepted into the mainstream. And people like the youngsters like Taylor Swift, I mean, she's become a phenomenon in America and around the world. And it's good because it's bringing country to people's attention, and it doesn't get enough publicity, especially in this country. So it's good to hear these new artists. Sort of
you're hearing it on the radio now because of these young artists now, so it's good. I mean, I think people, when they think country, you'll always hear people saying, oh, I hate country. And then, you know, like when we were in Spain, we never advertised ourselves so much as being country because, you know, if you said you were a country duo, you know, straight away they think you're going to be singing. I mean, I love Dolly Parton. I grew up with Dolly Parton's music being played. But they think straight away that you're going to start singing songs like Blanket on the Ground and, you know, Dolly Parton and who else?
Kenny Rogers
and that kind of style of music. But if you don't say your country and start singing something from Keith Urban or Martina McBride or Dixie Chicks, people say, oh, I love that music. That's great. Who's that? And we'd say, oh, it's Keith Urban. It's country music. Oh, I don't like country music. So straight away, people they think they hate country because it's always just had a bad taste to the word country music, and it just needs to change a bit, I think, you know. And hopefully with Taylor Swift and, as I say, some of the younger new country singers, they're changing people's thoughts on country because it's being played now on the radio, and that's what we need to hear.
Yeah.
Where can people keep up to date with all your news?
Well, we've just building a new website at the moment. Our old one was just become a little bit dilapidated, so we're building a new website at the moment. But we're always advertised in the magazines, Cross Country, Southern Country. They usually got our gig guides in that include where we are.
And where can people buy your music from?
I was actually talking to Alan about putting it on your store at the moment, actually, which. It would be sort of quite handy as we're still waiting for our website to come up. But
all our gigs.
We sell quite a few gigs, yeah, obviously. And, through your store initially.
And what can we expect from yourselves musically in the future?
Well, we're writing some new material. It'd be nice to sort of bring out the material of our own stuff. So that's what we're working on right now. We're doing a lot of sort of gigs around the country, and we're hoping to sort of get over to Ireland, which very, very dear to us, Ireland. Angela is Irish, so she sees that as her homeland.
Yeah.
We'd love to sort of get over to Europe as well, but obviously it's finding the right promoters because it can be quite expensive, and you can end up sort of coming back with no money at all. So as this is what we rely on, it's difficult organising some of these things.
We've got some really exciting projects coming up in the next few weeks. One of them is the Phil Max Show. Tell me a little bit about that.
We got aired on the Phil Max Show back in January, and they found us and asked us for some more material. So a little while ago, Henry Smith asked if he could do a duet with Angie.
No,
her voice.
Yeah.
And so we thought, oh, well, this would be a good opportunity to Angie could sing a duo with Henry. And as Henry's on the Phil Max Show quite a bit as well, it'd be good to sort of put the two of them together. And we had in mind to release a charity single for Macmillan Cancer Support because they helped us a lot last year. And that's what we're hoping to do, sort of promote that through the Phil Max Show and sell the single to raise some money for that.
That sounds a wonderful thing to do, to kind of use your music to help raise the profile and raise some much-needed money for Macmillan. Have you written the song yourself, or is it one you've chosen?
Well, there's two songs we're doing. One's been it's an original song that was written for us to do, we're gonna release that. And the other one is an old classic Jim Reeves song, one that Angie's always likes. And there was an answer song that went with it. It was He'll Have to Go, and there was an answer song called He'll Have to Stay. And what we've done, we mixed the two songs together.
We re-recorded them both, yeah.
And sort of made it into sort of one song as a duet.
As an answer song, you know, he'll have to go, he'll have to stay, like in answer with each other. And it's quite exciting, really. It's been recorded, so we just need to get it together now and get with Henry Smith and then
do the video
and then it'll be out, you know, out for sale and all that for Macmillan.
That sounds fantastic. Will you let us know here at ukcountryradio.com when it's up for sale and where the video will be hosted at so we can direct people to it?
Absolutely, great.
Yes, thank you so much for that. Yeah, that'll be great.
And thank you to Cheyenne, our Spotlight UK artist this weekend. It was great to catch up with them both and talk to them about their music. Stay tuned at 2 o'clock today for the lyric competition with Phil Hughes, where you could win a copy of the band's album.